My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap what's been going on with Davin and his scammers, Flory and Agnes. Davin then celebrates his six-month anniversary with Agnes and tells her with his divorce wrapping up, he would like her to come to Aruba and then the States to be with him. Davin then wants to send Agnes's friend a gift for the help she has given them and needs the address. Now there's a problem, and Agnes gives the friend's name as Belinda Abbey, which will be a twist and a big factor in future shows. So stay tuned, listen, and enjoy.
You know, we had a moment where, I mean, at least I had a moment where I was starting to think, oh, God, what if this woman is for real and we are being the jerks and yanking her chain because we think she's a scammer? As soon as we could hear this guy giving her every line, I knew. We were doing
God's work is what we were doing.
Yeah.
Now, also at the same time, remember, my first scammer, Flory, came back.
Unbelievable.
And now when we left Flory months ago, my wife, Big Pippa Pump, pumped me full of lead, six shots while at the compound. You can watch the video of that while she's on the phone. So I got shot. You just hear the gunshot. You hear me scream. And then the phone goes dead. And the next day she was back to asking me for money, not how I was doing.
Unbelievable.
So Flory, you know, me and Flory had a fallout after that. I was a little sensitive. But Flory came back not too long ago, because she was brought up on murder charges. Because a boy in her care for a couple of hours died on her watch, and she wanted me to give her money so she could get out of the country. I suggested going to the embassy. She did not think that was a good idea. She then also thought, well, you know what? Maybe if I can't get money to fly to you, how about $200 for a new phone or computer so we can talk?
I know.
So that was Flory.
Yeah. She was just not good at the game.
So that was Flory. Let's go with Agnes. This was from December 10th. This is the day after our phone conversation, all right?
Wow.
This is me talking to her. We're online. It's my greeting is, what's up, my nigga?
No, you did.
I most certainly did.
Oh, God.
I figured we've established some things. I'll take liberties.
What? Oh, no.
No? Too much?
Not for that, Brian, but I'm dying.
She said, am I busy or something? I go, just, I'm in and out of the court. I'm good. Happy anniversary, my darling. This was our six-month anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my divorce is imminent.
Of course it is.
For the wife and kids, so me and her can spend our life together. So everything's going well. She asked me how court was today. I said, so far, so good. I should be divorced by Thursday. Hopefully not broke, but definitely divorced. Feel good about this, though. She goes, that's nice. Happy for you. I go, you're just happy for me? She goes, I mean happy for us. I go, did you like what I posted on your Facebook wall? Because what I do on monumental occasions for me and Agnes, I will post on our Facebook wall, like, happy anniversary. So great to be with you for 6 months. So in case she's scamming other people, she goes, I'm her man. I'm her Manti Te'o. Back away, bitch.
Look at you getting all...
That's right. I've invested 6 months in this malarkey. There's a woman and a man feeding her lines on the other end, and we are together in a threesome.
Wait a minute.
Yes. She goes, I go, well, then like it, silly. Just do the courteous Facebook thing. She likes it. I go, cool. This is the closest thing I'm going to get to a kiss from you today. Are you getting your papers in order to leave the country?
Mm.
She goes, why do you ask? I go, well, I kind of assumed that once I was divorced, at the very least, we would go to my place in Aruba, and then maybe we would move you and Michael, her son, to the States. Does that sound good? Yes, it does. Then I guess I should start getting my papers in order. I go, yep. I go, you have a passport. Shut it down and start your new life. God is great. I'm religious again. I guess the rabbi talks some sense into me. I started as a Christian man. Now I'm a Hanukkah.
No. Davin is not catfishing somebody who's just like a nice, innocent little girl here in chat room.
These are professional romance scammers from Africa.
Yeah.
These are African romance scammers, and I scam them into thinking I am in love with them.
Chucky says, was that you?
Sorry, but we can still see each other.
Yeah.
She goes, I go, send me an address of where you are staying so I can send your friend a token of my appreciation. She's staying with her friend now.
Oh, okay.
She goes, what are you planning on sending her? I go, what she needs the most. She needs a computer the most.
Yeah, she does.
Because she doesn't have a computer. I go, if I tell you, you'll blab. I know how you girls are. I go, just send me the address. She goes, I wish to, but the address system is really bad. But we can work something out if you tell me what you're planning on sending her. Now, originally, way back in the day when we first met, She worked at an orphanage. She wanted me to send her a computer.
Yeah.
But she wouldn't give me the address of where to send the computer.
Oh, no. She kept saying, send it to a post office box.
Yeah, and I wouldn't send a computer to the post office box. So I go, babe, I got this. Just give me the address and your debt will be more than paid. She goes, the address system here does not work. They have it, but they don't really use it. And it has made everything quite messy, but we can work out another option if you tell me. I go, every time I ask you for an address, there's an excuse. I have people in Ghana that I trust. Now, remember, pretend me went to Ghana to do a comedy gig for 3 days. And no. We were supposed to meet, but we never met. But I know parts of Ghana now. Pretend.
Of course you do, because pretend you has Google at his hands.
Pretend me researches. I go, I have people in Ghana that I trust. They will take care of it. I will send it to them. Tell me her street address, and they will take care of it for me. She goes, it's not like that, but why don't you send it to her straight without going through other people? I go, because I need it done right. Babe, for once, you cannot argue about this stuff with me. You are stressing me out and ruining a good day. Address, gift, debt repaid. Friend says thank you to you. Everybody happy. You think I'm the greatest thing going. We finished that image you put in my head, but for real, the end. Oh, yes, because Pip wanted me to talk sexually, so we had sex. On yep. But we did not finish.
Thank you.
Yes, we had. I did better than Manti Te'o. All he's doing is getting a dead leukemia victim breathing.
Yeah, really.
I'm getting fake sex from a dude.
I know.
It was so awkward. She goes, okay, if you want it done right, it'll be best for everyone. If you send it to her through Western Union, so everyone will be happy in the end. Yes, the scammers from Africa always want everything Western Union.
Yes.
I go, no! Fuck Western Union. I go, you know what? Forget this. I'm not going to get her anything. You take care of the debt your way. I'm done with this. She goes, wow, that's harsh, okay? I'll try and get you the address you were looking for so all this will be over. I guess that's what you want. I go, you have the address. You live there. She goes, I have to ask my friend. Don't really know the address.
What?
I go, is this another one of your lies that you will tell me about a few weeks from now? Because remember way back when she came clean with some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, this is a bunch of crap. The house where you lay your head down at night. The house where Michael gets shelter. The house of your friend is not like I asked you for something you do not know. She goes, why don't you trust me if I tell you? I don't know. You accuse me falsely. I will get it for you. Then I will get home today. I go, because first you tell me some story about the dresses are screwy. You change stories. I do trust you, but you make it hard. You have no answer for the simplest thing. What if I asked you really hard questions? Would you need a town meeting? She goes, I said they have an address, but they don't really use it. That's why it's kind of messy. But I will get it for you when I get home. It's really simple. I go, and why couldn't you say that in the first place? You were so maddening sometimes. I swear, sometimes you were like every other woman in my life. Never easy, hug, says to the guy. She goes, that's what I was trying to tell you, but you're not getting me. I go, fine. I do not wish to fight with you. What's your friend's full name? Belinda Abbey.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.